This is it. This is it. This is the kingdom of heaven. Everything you've been doing in your life, everything you've been looking for, it was always for this. This is nirvana. You're looking at nirvana right now. You're inside of heaven right now. You're hearing it. You're tasting it. You're feeling it. You're touching it. This is it. This is enlightenment. But you don't realize that because you keep thinking it's something else. You keep thinking it's other. It's separate. It's not here. And that's the fundamental mistake. That is the separation from God. It's thinking that there is other. There is no other. There's nothing else. Literally. This has no end. It has no beginning. It wasn't born. It can't die. It can't be manipulated. It can't be affected. You can't change it. It just is. And everything happens within it. This video is happening within it. The video you're watching on the screen is happening within it. The video that you're watching on the screen inside your field of vision is inside of it. This is it. Look around you. This is heaven. You've just tricked yourself, like we all have. You've tricked yourself into thinking this can't be it. You believed it without actually investigating it. You believed the thought that there is something else that could fulfill you more than what is, exactly as it is. And your mind says, oh no, that can't be possible. I just have to change this one thing. And then the isness will be perfect. You got to catch on to the trick your mind is playing, or you'll suffer the rest of your life. It's right now. Stop thinking it's tomorrow. Stop thinking it's like in a few seconds. It's literally right this second. You're looking at it. You're feeling it. You're tasting it. You are it. You're completely immersed in the kingdom of heaven, but your mind keeps giving you basically illusions telling you you aren't. Illusions telling you how life sucks, how it's so bad, how you're suffering so much, how it would only be better if you did this thing and that thing. And while that may be true, relatively speaking, the absolute truth, the real truth with a capital T, is that this is exactly what you're looking for. You're not looking for a new thing, a new person, more money, more this, more that. You're looking for yourself. You're literally looking for yourself, which has no boundaries, which is inherently fulfilled because, I mean, it's fucking eternal. What could you not love about it? This is it. This is it. This is awakening. This is enlightenment. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is nirvana. This is what every mystical, spiritual tradition, New Age tradition, every spiritual teaching ever is pointing you to. This moment, exactly as it is right now. You are exactly as it is right now. That's what they're all pointing to, is this. And you might think, well, what is this? Where is it? I don't see it. You are it. You can't see it because you're already there. You're already there. You're just thinking you're not there yet. Literally, you're thinking, you're believing you're not there yet. That's why it feels like you're not there. And that habit has been built up over years. years. And that's why you cannot believe that that's the truth. You're probably thinking this dude's crazy. There's no way. My life sucks. And relatively speaking, compared to somebody else, yeah, maybe it does. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about truth. We're talking about what is, no matter where you are, no matter how you feel, no matter how much money you have, no matter what person you are, no matter what skin color, no matter what race, no matter what time period, it is truth, no matter what. It was true when the Buddha spoke of it. It was true when Jesus spoke of it. It was true when every mystic and sage spoke of it. And it's true now. Now. Right now. Literally right now. And it sounds crazy. It literally sounds crazy. And it is crazy because it's not what your mind wants it to be. Your mind can't fathom that it's not a thing. Your mind cannot believe that what will actually put it to peace, what will actually put it to rest and stop being all chaotic, searching, looking, you know, needy energy, is that it's nothing, literally. Nothing is what fulfills you, because nothing has no boundary. As far as I'm concerned, this is literally everything. Every spiritual teaching, every spiritual tradition is pointing to this. And the degree to which you can see that is probably the degree to which you're like ripe for it. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that you can get glimpses where you're like, holy shit, this is it. And then it like sort of, your ego sort of reconstructs. It does the whole mind thing with time and how there's suffering and you got to like fix things and change things to make things better. And you're just, you keep missing it. It's almost too close to your face. It's too close to you for you to believe that that's what you were looking for. And that's why it's non-dual. It's not separate from you. It's not like a different thing. It's just what this is. And on and on the rat race goes until you see that. And when the journey to God ends, the journey in God begins.